So this is a common scenario, and it's happened to all of us. A mature herd bull has cows, and he won't leave them. What do you do?
What I always try to do, and that's the bull that I specialize in taking, that's the bull that I'm after, is the one that's got cows and won't leave them. What I do is if I know he's there, if he's bugling at me, I will shut up and not make a sound. I will get as close as I possibly can, get in the wind right. I'll always try to come in below him because an elk, you know, and get within the, if I get 50 to 100 yards without making a sound, then I blast with my bugles trying to be the biggest, maddest bull in the world. I can usually get him to respond to me, but I always want to come in below him too because elk do like to come in. You know, they're more powerful if they come down on you. I've had more bulls that I've called in that's come down on me because they have an advantage because they're higher, they're taller, they're bigger. So, but that's what I do. I get as close as I can before I make a sound, and then I try to sound like the biggest, baddest elk there is. I'm not going to make cow sounds because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sound like a cow wandering in because why would he, if he's got a bunch of cows, why would he leave, you know, a bunch of cows for one new cow? So that's why I like the bugle. So.
And do you try to sound submissive to him, like it's a scrub bull that's coming in, or?
No, I try to sound like a real threat. I want to be the biggest, baddest, meanest animal on the hill.
Can you give us an example of what that bugle might sound like?
Sure. That's what I try to do. You know, I don't try to be a little submissive bull. I want to be the biggest, baddest, meanest bull there is out there.
Well, that sounded pretty mean.